Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment and listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Leo Cleary, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Hark Ya Carcass!
December 8th. Oh, my time is rattling. It goes by quick. For your night, the 4th of July is the day I didn't do my Christmas shopping yet. I hate for to go shopping with all those crowds, but yeah, I got for to go downtown today for to pick up my tuxedo. Got to wear a tuxedo tonight. The installation meeting, the association of the restaurant owners. Now, I was just elected for to be one of the officers down there. I think with my tuxedo, I'm going to wear a big red sash across my chest. That's going to make me look very important, you know. It's like an official representative from some big foreign country. You know, what they call them guys, embezzlers, you know. Oh, my time be proud what they elected me for to be one of the officers. Sergeant at arms. It feels good for to be an officer. But my whole family that was born for to lead people, you know. They couldn't hold us down. Even my nephew Dimitris, when he was first going in the army, was just a plain buck private. Lowest thing what you could be. But these don't say it's about private very long. No, sir. They found out what he comes from, a family of born leaders, and less than 2 years made him a PFC. Oh, my. I wonder where John. Say, John.
Yes, Parky.
Oh, say, listen, do you be busy? I got for to go downtown for a couple of hours. Got to pick up my tuxedo.
Oh, Parky, you must be thrilled.
Yes.
What office did you say you were elected to in the Restaurant Men's Association?
Sergeant at Arms. Because that's the smallest office where they got there, you know. But you got to start from the bottom. You work your way up through the line, you know.
I see. And then one day you become the president.
Oh, my. It takes a long time for to become the president. You got to stay in each office for 2 years. First, you start with sergeant arms like me, you know. Then after that, you become outside guard, then inside guard, then right tackle. Outside custodian.
Outside custodian?
Yes, then you become the inside custodian, you see. Then the outside official greeter, then the inside official greeter, then you... executive welcomer, you see? Because that's the outside executive welcomer. Then you become the inside executive welcomer. Then the secretary and the treasurer. Then outside vice president. Inside vice president. Then you're ready for to become the president.
Oh, but Parky, if you have to spend 2 years in every one of those offices, well, it'd take about 68 years to become the president.
That's the only trouble with the system, yes. Nobody yet has ever lived long enough for to become the president. This year, for the first time, we are almost elected. One fellow president, but he couldn't get in.
Why not?
He was a Democrat. Oh, there's Opie. Pardon you, John. Hello, Opie.
Hi, Parker. Say, ain't this the night that association of yours is having their installation meeting?
Yeah, this is the big night tonight, Opie. Oh, my. I got to go downtown and pick up my tuxedo, you know. Say, you know something? You know it's impossible for to buy a tuxedo today? It's very fortunate, but I got a friend, but he's in the clothing business, you know. Just had one tuxedo left, just my size. Told me what over 50 people is wanting. You know those tuxedos comes high?
$85. $85 for a tuxedo?
Yes, yes.
Parker, you don't have to pay $85 for no tuxedo.
You don't?
My cousin Jack can get you one wholesale.
Wholesale?
Sure. He can get anything wholesale. He can get you a tuxedo for around $20.
$20?
Sure. He's got connection. He can get you anything. Hand me that phone, Parker.
Yeah, here you are.
I'll call him up and tell him to come right over here.
Yeah.
$85 for a tuxedo.
Yeah, here you are.
Hello. Is this Fred's pool room? Say, is Jack there? Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah.
He's in the middle of a big business deal, Parker.
Oh, I see.
He comes to the phone as soon as he finishes.
In a big business deal, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to make the 9 ball in the side pocket. Oh, here he is.
He must have made it, I guess.
Hello, Jack. This is Opie. No, not the O-P-A. Opie. Say, the boss over here wants to buy a tuxedo and some friend of his wanted to stab him for $85. Okay, I'll tell him what you said. Parky,
yes.
He says you're a jerk.
You know something? Somebody else has told me that once.
What's that, Jack? You can? Parky, Jack says he can get you a beautiful tuxedo wholesale for only
$17.50. $17.50? Oh, my, that's wonderful.
Well, look, Jack, could you hustle yourself over here right away so you can tell Parky where to go and get it? Swell, swell. We'll see you in a few minutes. Goodbye.
Gee, thanks, Soppy. Let me to have that phone. I'm going for to call up that robber in that clothing store and cancel that tuxedo. Doing me a favor, selling me one for $85. Why, he's the biggest crook what I've never heard of. He must think what he's doing business with kids or something.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star, little Patty Bolton, sings It's a Pity to Say Goodnight.
It's a pity to say goodnight, because I never saw stars so bright. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. It's a pity to say farewell, because the man in the moon won't tell. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity to say goodnight, because I want you to hold me tight. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night kiss. How's about tomorrow night, just you and me? I'll be waiting for you, darling, underneath the apple tree. It's a pity, believe me, it's a pity, it grieves me. But if you gotta go home, you gotta go home, give me a good night.
Maybe we should have studied medicine. Maybe we should have bought ourselves a cute little laboratory full of gadgets and test tubes and stuff like that. Then we could have come to you with a fancy story about Old Gold, about cigarette laboratory tests, and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. But listen, friends, we're tobacco men, not medicine men. We've got a story about Old Gold, all right, but it's a story of tobaccos, the finest tobaccos money can buy. Blended by folks who've been associated with the best in quality tobaccos for nearly 200 years. When we ask you to smoke an Old Gold, we don't want you to compare yourself to a guinea pig. We want to give you pleasure. Real, honest-to-goodness tobacco pleasure. And by golly, every modern technique known to tobacco science is concentrated on one thing in an Old Gold. To give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else. But listen, we're talking about pleasure now. That's why we say anytime you want to smoke for the grand fun of it, anytime you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds.
Hello, Pierce. This be your cousin, Jack?
Yeah. Jack, this is Parky.
Pleased to meet you. You the man who wants to get a tuxedo?
Yes, Opie told me what you could get me one wholesale.
That's right.
Yes.
I can get you anything you want. Save you up to 90%.
Save you up to 90%, huh?
That's right. Yes. See, I got connections. You can sure save a lot of money. You got connections.
Yes, well, sure, I don't like to rush you, but like to get a tuxedo right away. I got to wear it tonight, you know.
Well, all you got to do is go to the wholesale house and pick it up.
Yes.
It's cinch if you got connections.
Yes, I guess what it is.
Okay, yes, here's a card. It's yes. On Main Street.
Main Street.
It's called Strictly Wholesale Company.
Yes.
Just ask Mr. Lewis.
Yes.
He'll take care of you.
Strictly Wholesale Company. Ask for Mr. Lewis.
That's right.
Yes.
Sell all kinds of merchandise.
Yes.
Everything imaginable. You can get anything you want there, wholesale.
Yeah, no.
All you got to do is show them my card.
No, because you got connections. Yeah.
That's right. I got connections.
Yes, yes.
You know, I was just put next to a wonderful buy.
You was?
I just bought 30,000 feet of electric wire and 10,000 plugs.
Just bought 30,000 feet of electric wire and 10,000 plugs? What in the world are you going to do with all that stuff?
I got connections.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes.
Glad to do it for you.
Yes.
Now, if you'll just give me $15.
Yes. $15. Got to give you $15? Yeah, yeah, well, here, $15. Here, there they were. What is this $15 for?
Well, I got to pay off the boys.
Oh.
How do you think I got the connection?
Yes, yes. Well, I guess it was worth to me so long as I could buy a tuxedo for $17.50.
Yes, well, bye, Mr. Packy Cocker.
Yes, goodbye, connection. Yes, I mean Jack, goodbye. Well, sure glad that I met him. Strictly Wholesale Company. Janice Bennett's dead you. You get a tuxedo for only $17.50, and then never that guy going for to charge me $85. Oh, my, look at the time. I better go down there right away. After all, I got to wear the tuxedo tonight.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Pontiacakis. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct. And look, I'm sorry for to rush you like this, but I'm in a big hurry, you see. Got to get downtown, fix up that tuxedo, you know. Huh? Going to wear it tonight in the restaurant on his meeting, you know.
I see.
Been elected an officer there.
Yeah.
Yes, all the officers got to wear tuxedos. I see you later, you.
Hey, now, just one moment, Mr. Pontiacakis.
Yes.
Did I hear you say that you got to wear a special kind of suit because you're an officer?
Yes, I do.
Well, you happen to be a very fortunate man because I represent a company that can furnish you with any kind of a suit for any Caucasian.
Any Caucasian?
Uh-huh. You realize that, don't you?
No, I didn't realize that, but I don't think that I'm going to need your company, you know.
No?
No, you see, I'm going for to get my tuxedo wholesale.
Wholesale?
Yes.
Now, look, don't be a chump.
No?
I can get it for you cheaper than wholesale.
Cheaper than wholesale?
Sure.
Why, this could be cheaper than wholesale.
Half sale?
Half sale?
Why, sure. Half sale is twice as cheap as wholesale.
Yes, you're right, yes.
Now, just so that I can pick out the right kind of a suit for you to wear...
Yes?
Tell me this. What kind of an officer are you going to be in this organized nation?
Organized nation?
Yeah.
Going for to be the sergeant at arms.
Sergeant at arms?
Yes.
Brother, you don't want to wear no tuxedo? No, sir. If I am correct, yes. A sergeant at arms, that's the guy who stands at the door. He stops everybody from coming in unless they have the proper identity and fortification.
Identity and fortification?
Yeah. Well, you see, sometimes there's some tough guys.
Yes.
They might come over there, and they get sore if you don't let them in a meeting, see?
Yes.
In that event, you got to protect it yourself. Am I correct? It?
Yes, you're correct. It. I got to protect it myself, yes.
Well, in that case, brother, you don't want to be caught wearing no tuxedo.
You don't?
No. What you want to have on is something substantial like a suit of armor.
A suit of armor?
Yeah, I got just the thing for you. A beautiful suit of armor that I won in a museum last week.
Wait a minute. You said what you won, a suit of armor in a museum?
Yeah.
How did you win it?
Well, you see, I went to the museum with my brother-in-law, and I seen this gorgeous suit of armor, and I fell in love with it.
You did?
Yes, sir. My brother-in-law, he wanted it too, see? Yes. So I matched him for it. Yes. As soon as the guard wasn't looking, I won it. Now, I can let you have this suit of armor for $110. Won't even charge you for the can opener.
Well, what is the can opener for?
Well, that's how you unbutton your coat.
Look, Mr. Sharp, if you don't mind, I'm going down to get a tuxedo. I seen those suits of armor. They must weigh a couple, 200-300 pounds. That's the craziest thing that I ever heard in my life, to wear a suit of armor.
Now, look here, buddy. Yes. You're looking for something different, ain't you?
Yes.
Well, everybody there is going to have a tuxedo on.
It'll be disinstinctive.
That last statement was very insulting. I encourage remarks like that.
You do?
Don't know whatever gave you the impression that I am trying to take any money away from you. I don't need your money, see? Yeah. I got all the money I'll ever need.
Yeah.
I got 10 annuities.
10 annuities?
Yeah, yeah. I'm making money hand over fist. I made over $300,000 this morning. The only reason I didn't make more was my fist wasn't big enough.
You said what you made over $300,000 this morning?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I won't get the money until the check clears the bank. That's maybe tomorrow, the next day.
That reminds me, I'm a little short of ready cash for the minute. I'm entertaining a very important client and his wife tonight. They're from out of town.
From out of town?
Yeah, Glendale. I'm going to take them both to dinner over that fancy nightclub, you know, Mose Campbell.
Mose Campbell?
Yeah. Wonder if you got a little extra money on you. See, I might run short.
How much you need?
15 cents.
15 cents? 15 cents, you're going to take them over to Mose Campbell?
Sure.
You better take a quarter. Maybe later on you might want to go to zero.
A quarter, eh? Yeah. Well, this is an unexpected pleasure. Thank you very much and goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Yes, goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra playing I Found a New Baby.
Thank you.
feel like blushing. You know why? I'm about to ask you to try a certain cigarette, and I'm not going to say a single word about cigarette laboratory tests. I'm not going to make a single statement backed up by a medical authority. I'm not even going to mention throat irritation. All I'm going to do is promise you pleasure. Tobacco pleasure. So here goes. Folks, try. Just try Old Gold. We promise you a sheer miracle of taste and flavor in every Old Gold you put to your lips. We promise you the marvelous pleasure of rich, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously over your tongue. So try. Just try an Old Gold cigarette. Then you'll know why we've been saying all along, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counter. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Say, just look in this big building, this Strictly Wholesale Company. I better get inside there for to get my tuxedo cut. We'll be in the meeting in a couple hours. Pardon you, mister. Does Mr. Lewis be here?
Shh. You know enough to keep your voice down? I'm Mr. Lewis.
Oh. Jack from the pool room, they give me this cart. It's like for to get a tuxedo.
Tuxedo?
Yes.
Fine.
Yes.
Be glad to fix you up.
Tell me, Mr. Lewis, why is everything such a big secret around here?
If anyone ever found out we sold people like you, we'd be out of business.
You would?
There's a wholesale house.
Oh.
Now, you say you want to get a tuxedo.
Yes, tuxedo.
Let's look in the catalog here. Yes. We sell thousands of items, and I can't remember all of them.
Yes, you're a big place.
But they're all in this catalog here.
Yeah, it's a pretty good system you got there, yes.
Say.
Yes.
Here's a wonderful 500-horsepower diesel engine. Regular price is $30,000. Can let you have it for only $18,500.
$18,500?
That's strictly wholesale.
Yeah, well, that's cheap enough, but I don't know what I could do with a diesel engine.
You could use it to pull a locomotive.
Only problem is you don't got a locomotive, you see. But I know a friend of mine. He's a conductor on the Santa Fe Railroad. I could tell him about it.
Good. Give him my card. Tell him to ask for Mr. Lewis.
Yes, I'll tell him, yes.
Now, what was that you wanted? An outboard motor?
No, outboard motor. Tuxedo.
Oh, yes. You're the gentleman who wanted a tuxedo.
Yes, sir. I don't know how much you got me mixed up. I'm the only one here.
It's true. I hadn't noticed it.
Yes.
Let's see what we have in the catalog. Tuxedo. That'll be under T, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Ah, here we are.
Yes.
Tea bags. Telescopes. Thermometers. Tractors. Tennis courts. Hey,
yes.
You couldn't use a good prefabricated tennis court, could you?
No, I couldn't. I never held a jockey in my hand. I like to get a tuxedo.
Well, look, I'm trying to find it. We have thousands of items, you know.
Yes, that's all right. You can take your time. Go ahead.
Let's see now.
Yes.
Thimbles. Tables. Tortoiseshell glasses.
When you come to tuxedo, that's me.
Talking machine, tools, temp, tools. Could you use a good hammer?
A hammer?
Yes. We got a special drive on hammers this month.
Yes.
A regular $2 hammer is for 49 cents.
Well, I guess I could always use an extra hammer. I'll take one of the hammers.
Okay. Thank you very much, and anytime you want anything else, just ask for Mr. Lewis.
No, wait a minute. Hey, what about the tuxedo?
Hmm? Oh, yes, you wanted a tuxedo, didn't you?
Yes, I did. That's the main thing what I come here for, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's under T.
Yes.
Let's see. Tamales. Test tubes. Turpentine. Tuxedos.
Oh, here we are, tuxedo.
That's whatever it is.
$17.50.
That's what the man said. It cost me $17.50, that's it.
Cost $17.50?
Yes.
$17.50 is not the price, that's the model number.
Model number?
Oh, yeah. The wholesale price on tuxedos is $58.
Yes. $58?
That's right.
I thought it was going to be $17.50. Well, that would still be cheaper than $85, but I had to give that Jack $15, you know. That's making me cost me now $73.
Yes. Yes. Not counting the alteration.
Yes. Alterations?
Oh, yeah. You see, the pants come unfinished. Yeah. But a tailor can fix the whole thing up nicely for you for around
$12. $12 more, huh? Well, that brings it up to the $85. That's where I started from.
Yeah. And, of course, you'll have to pay the shipping charges. That'll be $7.60. You see, the tuxedos come from North Attleboro, Massachusetts.
$7.60 more, huh?
Yeah. And since you're buying less than 100, we have to make a special handling charge of $4.
Wait a minute. That comes out now to $96.60. That's $11.60 more wholesale than what I could buy at retail.
My good man, I'll have to ask you to lower your voice. Don't forget, this is a wholesale house.
Yeah, I wish what I bought at retail. But it's too late now. I got to wear that tuxedo in about an hour from now.
An hour from now?
Yes.
You didn't expect to get a tuxedo in an hour, did you? Why, we haven't a single tuxedo in stock, but we do expect a shipment right after Christmas.
After Christmas? Oh, for heaven's sake. Say, you know, Mr. Lewis, I learned something. I learned a wonderful lesson today. So long as I live, I will never buy another single thing wholesale. Let me have that hammer.
Hammer?
Yes.
Certainly. Shall I deliver it to your place of business?
No, I want to take it with me. I'm going to use it right away. Right from here, I'm going over to that pool room and beat that Jack's brains out. Once again, it is time for us to buy those familiar little stamps we know so well, Christmas seals. These seals are very important in the great fight against tuberculosis. So let's all buy and use plenty of Christmas seals this year and help this wonderful cause. Good night.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass, Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, and our new singing star, Martha Tilden, presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years, and makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Hal Finberg and Parky Carcass. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.